And this time, we're looking at something that I think pretty much everyone listening can relate to,
Okay.
dealing with cars.
Yeah.
And specifically, well, we've got this interesting piece here. Someone's talking about their parents and how their parents are worried about just increasing traffic all the time,
Oh, yeah.
and I think that's a pretty common sentiment.
Right.
But it kind of got us thinking, you know, what if we actually could reduce how much we depend on cars? What would
Interesting.
that look like? And is it even possible?
Well, you know, I think this whole thing about being worried about traffic is it's like a symptom of a much bigger issue,
Yeah.
which is how much we've built everything around needing a car.
Totally, like our cities and just our lives are
Yeah.
so centered around driving.
Yeah.
The source mentions how their parents are worried about just the amount of traffic increasing, which honestly, I think most people are. But beyond just like the frustration of being stuck in rush hour,
Yeah.
what are like the real consequences of all this traffic?
Well, there are quite a few.
Yeah.
I mean, for one thing, every time you're sitting there stuck in traffic, your car's running.
Right.
It's pumping out emissions.
Yeah.
It's bad for the air, and you know, it contributes to climate change.
Right.
Actually, transportation is one of biggest things that causes greenhouse gases
Wow.
worldwide.
I didn't realize.
And it's not just the environment either.
Yeah.
Like, there are studies that show that if you have a really long commute every day,
Yeah.
you're more likely to be stressed, have higher blood pressure, even like a higher risk of depression.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's kind of like this chain reaction
Wow.
affects both your, you know, physical health and your mental health.
So it's like a health crisis on top of an environmental crisis.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer. But the source doesn't just like point out
Oh,
problems.
okay. Good.
They actually suggest some things we could do about it,
Oh, interesting.
like walking, cycling more, and using public transportation instead of driving.
Okay.
But I mean, can doing those things really make a difference when the problem seems so big?
Oh, I definitely think so.
Okay.
I mean, look at walking and cycling.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting to where you're going, it's like building exercise into your day.
That's true.
There was a study in a journal called the Journal of Transport and Health,
Okay.
and it found that even if you just walk or cycle for like a short time,
Yeah.
it can lower your stress hormones by like 15%.
Wow.
And of course, you're not using gas or anything, so it's good for the environment too.
That makes a lot of
I
sense.
know.
I mean, I'm always trying to figure out how to get more exercise.
Right.
But what about public transportation? I feel like a lot of people say it's unreliable or crowded or that it won't actually take you where you need to go.
Yeah, I get where they're coming from, but honestly, I think a lot of those complaints are outdated.
Really?
Yeah, cities all over the place are putting a ton of money into making public transit better. You know, more efficient and easier to use.
Interesting.
Take Shenzhen in China, for example.
Yeah.
Their whole bus system is electric now, so
Why?
the air pollution's gone way down.
That's pretty amazing. Makes you wonder why more cities aren't doing that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
There's this one other thing the source mentions that I think is really interesting.
Okay, what's that?
The idea of having a car-free day. I can see how that could be kind of chaotic, but also maybe kind of fun.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think they're more than just a symbolic thing, you know?
Okay.
It's a chance for a city to try out different ways of using its space. Like,
Interesting.
imagine if you had a whole downtown area and it was all pedestrian zones.
Yeah.
You could have pop-up markets and outdoor cafes, and kids could play in the street. It's like
Yeah.
a little glimpse into what it could be like if cars weren't the main thing in cities anymore.
That's kind of a cool thought.
Yeah.
But realistically, how do things like emergency services and people who really need cars get around on a car-free day?
Yeah, that's a good point, and it's something each city has to figure out.
Right.
Some places make exceptions for essential services.
Okay.
Others will set up different ways to get around, like bike taxis or shuttles. It takes a lot of planning to make it work, and you got to make sure everyone in the community is on board
Right.
so their needs are met.
So basically, it seems like how we choose to get around affects way more than just like our commute. It's
Exactly.
all connected to our health, the environment, and like even how our communities work.
Right.
This has really got me thinking about how much I rely on my car. Maybe it's time to dig out my old bike.